Holiday.com on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to Sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click Sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.
We all love a festive city break, but with the expense of Christmas, sometimes it can seem impossible to get away. But what about London? The holiday doctor, Joe Supple, has just landed and he's here to tell us more. Good morning, Joe.
Very good morning, Val. Feeling fresh as a daisy today, back from London. Yeah, a really, really good trip over there. And it's one of my favourite places to go. And I suppose the accessibility is open to everybody. You know, whether you, there's so many, just a huge array of airports and stuff that you can actually get really, really good
and
deals.
Still cheap.
Still very, very cheap. Well, I mean, you know, you got to shop around a bit. I found London's actually got quite expensive.
But in terms of getting there?
Getting there is very, very cheap. I mean, I looked around myself. I normally fly into London City Airport and I checked around and the flights were coming in rather expensive. So I looked at London Gatwick and I got Ryanair return with a 10k bag, which you could bring on board and obviously back again. I got the whole lot for €48 return.
Wow, that's
very cheap,
isn't it?
Very, very good, yeah. It's just a matter of shopping around. But again, don't be afraid to, I say this to people all the time, you know, fly into London Gatwick and if you see the flight back is a bit more expensive, fly out of Heathrow or do something like that. And you're,
it's expensive enough though to get from the airport into the city, isn't it?
It is, but I normally book the Gatwick Express and this is a really good, it's a high frequency non-stop shuttle service to Victoria Station right in the centre of London. The train has real-time passenger information, air conditioning, power sockets, Wi-Fi, all the stuff that you'd expect. 30 minutes door to door. You can book online on gatwickexpress.com and you get a 10% discount. It's always worth booking your tickets beforehand. Also, it saves the queues. In other words, you're off the plane, straight onto it, you have your ticket printed and you're there in 30 minutes door to door into Victoria.
What about accommodation though, Joe? It's awfully expensive.
It is expensive and I'm going to go from the top of the range and then we'll work our way down. There's a group of hotels which is called the Red Carnation Hotels and funny enough, they actually own Ashford Castle here in Ireland. Really big group. They're part of UniWorld Cruise as well. They have a huge big corporation. But one of the hotels I was looking at staying in is the Milestone Hotel, which is literally on the doorstep of Hyde Park. You're right in Kensington High Street. Stunning, stunning hotel. Basically, it's this sort of old world charm. Beautiful old buildings there that they've put into this amazing hotel. And okay, it's expensive to stay there, but it's a real treat. I mean, from the minute you walk in, like the staff are unbelievable. Breakfast, 10 out of 10. And of course, the rooms.
And it cost what, Joe?
Prices start there from in and around sort of, you know, 250, 300 upwards, depending on
Sterling.
Sterling, on what you're looking to stay in.
Oh, my goodness.
But look, if you book something like that area, and this is real, let's say we're going from the top, top end. You know, you can pay a suite, maybe 1,500 for one of the top suites there. But you're getting, like, extremely, like, the location of the building.
Okay, everything. If we're not on Joe Supple's budget.
Okay, well, that's the Milestone out of the way. The details there are milestonehotel.com. And as I said, it is part of the Red Carnation Hotel. The other place I normally stay in as well is part of the Doyle Collection Hotels, the Marylebone Hotel. Again, it's a really good location. You're literally right behind Oxford Street. Really good for shopping. And again, it's part, people would know, like the Westbury Hotel in Dublin is part of that collection. And they have the Bloomsbury as well in London. It's a really good hotel and very reasonable. I mean, you're talking about, you can get deals there sometimes from €150 per night. 140, 150 in the grander schemes. Look, you can look at the Airbnb options as well, which is a lot of people like to do. In other words, book your little place there for a couple of days, and that's also a reasonable way of doing it. But when you're in London, there's so much to do, free stuff that you can get around and see that people sort of, you know, I know yourself, you did a really good article there last week, which I was intrigued. I read the article, and of course you went over there at 16 years of age in 1967. It was a completely different experience, I'm sure, for you at the time.
Oh, it was over 50 years ago, Joe. I had a great aunt and great uncle living in London,
yeah,
and they came home for a holiday in the summer and they took me back with them. My first trip to London brought me everywhere. I mean, one of the things we did, which you can still do, go out to Runnymede and swim in the Thames, maybe not in December, but
it'd be cold.
As you said, like, there's so much free stuff to do. But when I was over there, they turned me loose on the city. I mean, I had a great time.
Yeah.
And then I was sitting in the National Art Gallery, wandering around, and this boy started to chat to me, same age as myself, 16 years old, from New York, overstaying with his great uncle.
Wow.
And we decided to team up. Now, it wasn't a romantic liaison.
Okay.
But the things two people can do together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a summer of love, the hippies in Hyde Park.
Yeah.
We sat watching the hippies. We sang with the hippies. We put daisies in our hair. And then he got tickets to go to Hair, which I think we were technically too young to go to even.
Wow.
The musical was just opening up in London at the time. And it was fantastic. So teaming up with somebody else, but I just had the most amazing summer. It was, I was nearly on first name terms with the pigeons in Trafalgar Square.
Well,
I mean, it was just an amazing summer. But I think you can still do that kind of summer or that kind of break in London.
You can. And again, just like you said there, you know, you go into Soho, you've got so many different shows. And again, you can download apps that gives you last minute tickets, deals and stuff to go to maybe the matinees. The evening shows can be quite expensive. It then depends on the popularity, like, you know, the Lion King and stuff. You're going to pay premium tickets for that. But even things like just going to watch the changing of the guard at, say, Buckingham Palace, all these sort of things. I mean, it's so English. You
and
know
the
what
museums
mean?
Are so good.
Stunning. And a lot of them are free to go into as well. You can just go and discover and walk around. And again, one of my top tips is to get an Oyster card. When you actually land in, wherever it's Gatwick or anything, you're going on your... It's great, for the tube system is amazing in London. It runs so,
and it's
so
worth
well.
Taking time to figure it out.
It is, very much so. And you can download the map before you go, and you can actually buy an Oyster card online and have it there for you as well. And I think the Oyster card costs, similar to our Leap card here, it's like £5, and then you just top it up when you want. But it's just so easy. I think you can actually use your laser or credit cards now as well for tapping off on the tube
system.
That's
very handy, isn't it?
It is if you haven't got the card. But again, you get discounts with the Oyster card when you have it. Again, when I was staying in the Milestone Hotel, right across the road, Hyde Park, they had the Winter Wonderland, and it was absolutely stunning. I mean, it's just mind-blowing, all the stands and stuff they have, and it's very much like a family environment type thing to do. But as I said, you know, if you're going over there, get your cheap flights early. Look, a good time to go actually as well is January time, because all the sales are on. You can buy stuff there. Again, do think about your luggage allowances, come back, whether you need to check in a bag or not. But it's a great time to go there as well. One thing I did find, that a lot of the pubs you go into, food, the prices seem to be quite similar to the restaurants. Before, you'd always go in and have a little pub meal and pint or something like that, and we'd take 10, 15 quid maybe. Now you're talking about, you know, nearly or close to the £20 for your main course, and then you could be talking for the pint or a glass of wine, it could be £8.
And you convert it to expensive.
It can be expensive, yeah.
And but you can have picnics.
You can have picnics, you can go and have a little snack in a little sandwich bar or something like that as well. They look, there's great options there as well. It doesn't have to always be.
And also for kids, I mean, it may seem, I mean, if you get in somewhere like the Tower of London, it's very expensive. But if you go to places like the National Science Museum,
yeah, very,
I mean, that's
much so.
A wonderful place. And yeah, there's so much interactive stuff kids can play with. And yeah, then you've got all the parks, as you say, you know, keeping an eye on Buckingham Palace, the changing of the guard, all of that. Yeah, that's magical for kids.
Yeah, and there's great stuff online as well. If you plan things out, I always say to people, you know, if you go in there, do have a plan made. Like, you can do the famous London bus tour, which you'll get to see everything in it. You know, I always say to people coming to Dublin, get the Dublin one. I've done it once before.
I do that everywhere I go, because
yeah,
it gives you a feel for the city you're in.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the hop on, hop off, you're brought
very
directly
handy
to all the great landmarks, which is wonderful.
Yeah, and that's it. And again, you know, a trip to London isn't the same without going into Harrods. Go looking. Don't bring the credit card. Make sure you leave it back in your hotel. But go into Harrods, you just think you get the whole feeling
the
of the festival.
The food hall in Harrods.
Oh, shit, stunning, look. Absolutely.
The ice cream in Harrods.
It's unbelievable. And of course, don't forget the old fish and chips and a little glass of bubbles in there as well. You can have it. And it's not, you know, it's said not that expensive when you're in there.
Okay, Joe, briefly.
Okay.
Top tip for London.
Top tip, well, would be the Oyster card, definitely, and then just shopping around. And again, if you're getting your flights, don't be afraid to fly into Gatwick, fly out of another, you know, other airport, if it's working out more reasonable. And it is worth having, obviously, your 10k bag when you're going over there as well. So, yeah, that's it.
Thank you very much, Joe.
London, maybe.
Call Declan now on the Morning Show hotline, 0818 303 103.